The law signed by Governor Patrick titled an Act Relative to Background Checks would require teachers and all other school employees to submit to a national fingerprint-supported background review. Prior to the passage of the bill, school employees in the Commonwealth had only needed to submit to a background check on the state level. State Representative Alice Hanlon Peisch, who chairs the House Committee on Education, said that she pushed for the legislation after she heard that Massachusetts was the only state in the country to not require national background checks on its school employees.
And when that was brought to my attention, it seemed to me like that was a gaping hole in our system and one that needed to be quickly addressed. And I think, unfortunately, there have been several incidents in our recent past that are making us all that much more aware of the need to do whatever we can to make sure that when we send our children off to school, we can be comfortable that they are going to as safe an environment as we can possibly provide.
The new law was strongly supported by the Patrick Murray administration. Outgoing Secretary of Education Paul Revel praised the work done by the legislature and the governor and said it will do well to better protect students across the state in the future.
The governor is thrilled to be able to sign this bill. His team worked extensively on this bill in terms of shaping it, and we're very happy that it's gone through. It represents a lot of effort.
And not only employees from the state's public schools must submit to the background checks. The Massachusetts Teachers Association was an advocate for the passage of the bill. A statement from the association via email reads in part, quote, "The MTA was successful in advocating that any law related to educator background checks should not be limited to public schools, but also should include all private schools and licensed child care programs," unquote. The MTA also said in the statement that they worked with lawmakers for the reforms to the state's criminal offender record information system in 2010. Part of the 2010 reforms to CORI gave employers access to an online CORI database of past offenders starting in 2012. Representative Peisch said that there was little opposition to the bill, but did say that there was some concern from other lawmakers over who should pay for the background checks.
At the end of the day, we concluded that asking prospective employees and current employees to pay a one-time fee that would help cover the cost of the actual fingerprinting itself was reasonable, and that appears to be what's done in virtually every other state that we looked at.
The one-time fee for current employees is capped at $55 and for prospective employees, $35. Newly hired employees will be required to undergo background checks prior to the next school year, while existing employees will have to submit to the checks before the 2016-2017 school year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.